Well, billions of dollars worth of infrastructure projects are in doubt, with the Albanese government announcing a review into cost overruns and delays. The number of projects in this pipeline has increased from nearly 150 to 800 in recent years, including dozens of small grants worth under $5 million. The federal government's going to investigate 738 of these infrastructure projects, arguing plans announced by their predecessors lacked detail and funding. The Australian Constructors Association is concerned, saying it could inflict further pain on an industry that's already doing it tough. It represents some of Australia's largest construction businesses, and its CEO, John Davis, joins us now. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Glenn.
What concerns do you have about this review?
Look, it's concerning because we have a situation at the minute where everyone will have seen instances of contractors going to the wall. Currently, the construction industry in Australia accounts for 26% of all insolvencies, and this is construction companies large and small. And some of these companies are looking to trade out of these material price escalation issues that they've got by getting other projects that are going to earn them some money to cover off on these losses. And if we're going to see cancellation and deferral of projects, obviously they're not going to be able to do that.
Did you know this review was coming?
No, not really. I think it was probably likely when the new government came in, but the timing of the review came as a bit of a surprise.
Is it important that the industry be consulted in all of this?
Absolutely, and this is what we've requested of the government, that we are consulted as part of this process. And ultimately, if there is some good to come out of cancellation or deferral of projects, what we believe could happen is that the government could look to use some savings to compensate industry for these additional costs that they've incurred through increased material prices, increased labor prices that have come from COVID, that have come from the war in Ukraine. And this is on projects, on government projects, where governments are essentially getting projects for less than it costs the contractor to deliver, but no fault of their own. So we think that this could be an opportunity for government to at least compensate industry for that.
The Prime Minister says he is committed to delivering any projects already under construction, and there won't be any cuts to the infrastructure pipeline in the federal budget next week. But he says the investment program does need to be unclogged. Have we bitten off more than we can chew, given the state of the construction industry right now?
There have been concerns around the capability and capacity of the industry, for sure. But really, we should be using this opportunity to address the issues within the industry, address the low productivity within the industry. The industry is now less productive than it was 30 years ago. If we addressed things like productivity, we could actually be constructing far more with the resources that we have, and obviously for far cheaper as well. But we don't see that serious consideration given to addressing these issues.
You say it's vital the industry is consulted to avoid inflicting any further pain, given how tough things are right now. There's the rises in material and labour costs you describe. But the Infrastructure Minister, Catherine King, says, look, many of these projects were largely underfunded and impossible to deliver to begin with. What's your view?
Well, look, one of those major projects that is being considered is the Melbourne Airport Rail Link. That is a project where the government has agreed to fund, and my understanding is that under the review, that funding isn't in question. What is in question is the timing of that. But that is a project where our members have all pulled together teams, capability and capacity to tender and ultimately deliver those projects, and are now going to have to find other opportunities for them.
You say having a steady and transparent pipeline of these infrastructure projects is crucial for the industry to be able to plan and invest for the future, and any such cancellations or deferrals might undermine that. But Minister King says a properly functioning infrastructure investment pipeline means projects can be delivered with more confidence about timeframes and budgets. Do you not agree?
That would be true, but that would be a first if we ever got to that situation, because it doesn't matter what government comes to power. They've all inherently been guilty of doing the same thing and putting politics in infrastructure and having their own pet projects. It would be great to remove politics from infrastructure, but I must admit I'm not totally confident that that will ever happen.
So you're saying we've never had a properly functioning investment pipeline?
We've certainly had more clarity on it, but when that clarity lasts as long as the government stays in power, and as we've seen now, a change in government and a review and a great deal of uncertainty around that pipeline.
The minister also says if any projects were deemed undeliverable, that that money could be routed elsewhere. So does that suggest there may be no net loss in investment or activity?
Well, that's certainly what we've been hearing, and that for sure is encouraging. And as I said earlier, I believe that what we should be doing here is if there are some savings made in the pipeline with projects that are further down the track that are unlikely to be delivered, the government should really look at using that money to help an industry that it's doing it tough. That if they use that money to compensate industry for this material price escalation, then we would actually see some significant good come out of this review.
What about easing the pressure? The government says easing the pressure on the construction sector will help drive inflation lower. If rising material prices, skill shortages and supply chain issues are forcing up project costs across the board, wouldn't a reduction in the number of projects reduce demand for materials and maybe free up some labour and therefore improve the industry's capacity to deliver on the jobs at hand?
Potentially, yes, Glenn, but at what cost to industry more broadly? That is the issue. This is infrastructure. It's not like delivering infrastructure projects. It's not like turning a tap on and off. There are consequences to suddenly cutting off projects. If it is done in a measured way, then maybe yes, but that is our concern.
As you pointed out, construction currently accounts for about 26%, a quarter of all business insolvencies in Australia. Is there more to come before things get better?
Look, I don't know for sure, Glenn, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Interesting indeed. Let's see what this review does deliver, and we'll speak once we know some more firm facts. CEO John Davis, thanks very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
The head of the Australian Constructors Association.